Our lazy, dumb future. Let me start with a question. Remember the children's movie, WALL-E? The one that depicted lazy humans in the future? These humans never walked. They spent their whole lives floating around in chairs that took them wherever they wanted to go. They never needed to cook or go shopping, and they were constantly entertained by screens projected in front of their faces, so they didn't need to do a whole lot of thinking either. You may think this vision of the future is wildly exaggerated. We all laughed when we saw it. But I've got bad news for you folks. I think we're well on the way there. Just think about shopping. Around 2 billion of us already do at least some sort of shopping online, and brick and mortar stores are closing all over the world as more and more of us decide not to leave the house to buy things. For example, ordering groceries online gets easier all the time. For now, you at least have to push a few buttons on your phone to restock your kitchen. It couldn't be easier, right? Well, I'm afraid it could. Soon, internet-connected refrigerators will be ordering for us when they see supplies running low. Maybe you don't turn on your lights or air conditioners because your digital assistants do it for you. You don't even need to pick up the remote to change the TV channel or play music because digital assistants can do that too. It's as if the goal is to move our bodies as little as possible. People see digital assistants as a wonderful convenience. But what will happen to our muscles when we stop using them for even the smallest task? Will we end up like those people in WALL-E who were hardly able to walk anymore? But a deeper concern is this. What will happen to our minds? Are we getting not just lazier, but less intelligent? When my parents were young, they had to learn and retain all kinds of information, all their friends' phone numbers, math formulas, historical events, dates, all the things that I've never bothered with because I can just ask my phone. What's this doing to our brains? What about critical thinking? In an age when we can get the so-called answer so easily, are we still being challenged to think for ourselves and engage with ideas that are different from our own? Between social media and hundreds of TV channels, it's so easy to surround yourself with people whose opinions you agree with. For example, if a TV news person or a writer or my uncle on social media presents ideas that I don't like, I can just tune them out by changing the channel or putting the book down or clicking unfollow. Other people's opinions were harder to ignore when we had more limited media sources or when that uncle was actually in the room with us. I know some people may say I'm being unreasonable. The purpose of technology has always been to make life easier. I mean, maybe washing machines made us lazier. Most of us don't carry our clothes to the river anymore and don't want to go back to that. And obviously, technology has helped in areas like medicine. But is it all going too far, too fast? Will we end up like the people in WALL-E, staring blankly at screens while our minds and our bodies get weaker and weaker? What do you say? Do you want to avoid that future? What's the first step you'll take?